Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt. And today we're going to talk some more about Dr. Amen's advice in his book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. We stopped at rule number 5 in his book, and today we are going to continue with that. And rule number 5 is to focus on healthy fats. Now, fat is not the enemy. Good fats are essential to your health. After all, the solid weight of your brain is 60% fat after that water is removed. And when the medical establishment recommended that we get fat out of our diets, we got fat. We got fat, period. You want to eliminate all bad fats, such as trans fats. Did you know that certain fats found in foods like pizza, ice cream, and cheeseburgers fool the brain into ignoring the signals that you should be full? No wonder Dr. Amen used to always eat 2 bowls of ice cream and eat 8 slices of pizza. Focus your diet on healthy fats, especially those that contain omega-3 fatty acids found in foods like salmon. You always want to get wild salmon, avocados, walnuts, and leafy green vegetables. High cholesterol levels are not good for your brain. A new study reports that people who had high cholesterol levels in their 40s had a higher risk of getting Alzheimer's disease in their 60s and 70s. Now, there is evidence that the B vitamin niacin helps lower LDL cholesterol and raise HDL cholesterol. Avocados and garlic can help as well, but don't let your cholesterol levels get too low. Cholesterol levels under 160 have been associated with depression, homicide, and suicide. So if Dr. Amen's at a party and someone is bragging to me about their low cholesterol, he's always very nice to that person. Rule number 6, eat from the rainbow. Now, your diet should have natural foods of many different colors, such as blueberries, pomegranates, yellow squash, and red bell peppers. This will boost the antioxidant levels in your body and help keep your brain young. Of course, the key word here is natural. Like I said in the description, Skittles, jelly beans, and M&Ms don't qualify, regardless of peanut M&Ms' low glycemic index, as we talked about in the last podcast. Rule number 7, you want to cook with brain-healthy herbs and spices to boost your brain. Here's a little food for thought, literally. Turmeric, which is found in curry, contains a chemical, curcumin, that has been shown to decrease the plaques in the brain thought to be responsible for Alzheimer's disease. It's actually gone on recently, Dr. Bresson talks about, it's not the plaque that actually causes Alzheimer's. The plaque is actually the body trying to protect itself from chronic inflammation a lot of times from the American diet, the standard American diet for decades. And because symptoms start decades before you actually get a diagnosis. So it's not just the plaques you have to get rid of, because they've had people that they've taken the plaques out, or I don't know if it was people, but it might have been in animal studies, and that those individuals still had Alzheimer's disease. A meta-analysis of 5 studies found saffron extract to be as effective as antidepressant medications in treating people with major depression. And scientific evidence shows that rosemary, thyme, and sage help boost memory. And cinnamon, this is one that I talk about a lot, cinnamon has been shown to help attention and blood sugar. It is high in antioxidants and is a natural aphrodisiac. Garlic and oregano boost blood flow to the brain. And using ginger, cayenne, and black pepper, the hot, spicy taste comes from gingerols, capsaicin, and piperine. Those compounds boost metabolism and have an aphrodisiac effect as well. It also boosts nitric oxide levels in the blood, and that increases the ability of the arteries to relax and to dilate. Rule number 8, you want to make sure your food is as clean as possible. As much as you can, eat organically grown and or raised foods, because pesticides used in commercial farming can accumulate in your brain and body, even though the levels in each food may be low, but it's going to accumulate. So that's why I was just saying the chronic eating of the American diet is not good for the brain. Try to eat meat that is hormone-free, antibiotic-free. I'll just correct that. Don't try, just do. Eat meat that is hormone-free, antibiotic-free, and that is free-range and grass-fed. In addition, eliminate food additives, preservatives, and artificial dyes and sweeteners. This means you must start reading labels. If you do not know what is in something, do not eat it. Do you ever buy something if you do not know the cost of it? Of course not. Now is the time to really get thoughtful and serious about the food you put in your body. Now, these are the 14 foods with the highest levels of pesticide residues and why you should buy organic. Have the highest levels of pesticides, so you need to try to avoid these. Don't try. You need to avoid these foods. Just get organic. We've got celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, blueberries, nectarines, cucumbers, sweet bell peppers, spinach, cherries, collard greens and kale, potatoes, grapes, and green beans. Now, keep in mind, a big reason that those are so toxic is because you actually eat the skin as well. Some of these things like cantaloupe, I know, and watermelon, things like that, and you don't eat the skin that's actually directly exposed and sprayed with the pesticides, those are, you don't have to be quite so diligent about avoiding or about just getting organic versions. Now, the following foods, these next 17 foods, are okay to buy non-organic because they have the least amount of pesticide residue. Onions, because you peel the onion. Avocado, because you don't eat the skin. Sweet corn, as long, I'm not 100% sure on that. I don't know. I don't think I agree with him on that one. Pineapples, but they're very high in sugar, so be careful. Mango, asparagus, sweet peas, kiwi fruit, bananas, cabbage, broccoli. And broccoli is also very good because it is a high protein vegetable. Papaya, mushrooms, watermelon, grapefruit. Once again, you're not eating the skins of those last two. Eggplant and cantaloupe. Now, fish is a great source of healthy protein and fat, but it is important to consider the toxicity in some fish. Now, here are a couple of general rules to guide you. The larger the fish, the more mercury it may contain, so go for the smaller varieties. From the safe fish choices, eat a fairly wide variety of fish, preferably those highest in omega-3s, like wild Alaskan salmon, anchovies, and Pacific halibut. Wild fish is generally safer than farm fish, but not always. You can go to seafoodwatch.org for a list of the safest fish to eat. Now, Dr. Bredesen mentions you should only eat the smash fish. Smash stands for wild salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. Okay. Those are the highest in omega-3s and smaller fish, so they don't have the chance of the mercury or as much of a risk of having high levels of mercury. Rule number 9, if you're having trouble with your mood, energy, memory, weight, blood sugar, blood pressure, or skin, make sure to eliminate any foods that might be causing trouble, especially wheat and any other gluten-containing grains or food, as well as dairy, soy, and corn. Soy is also very high in estrogens, so if you think you're being super healthy because you're eating a lot of soy, you might want to rethink that. Did you know that gluten can literally make some people crazy? There are scientific reports of people having psychotic episodes when they're exposed to gluten. When they eliminate wheat and other gluten sources, such as barley, rye, imitation meat, soy sauce from their diets, their stomachs and their brains get better. There's one book out there called Grain Brain that is very popular that talks about that, because the gut and brain are very much connected. 80% of the serotonin in the body actually comes from the gut, and I've seen some people quote as high as 90% comes from the gut. So it's very important what we eat. One of Dr. Amon's patients lost 30 pounds, and her moodiness, eczema, and irritable bowel symptoms completely went away when she got wheat out of her diet. Another one of his patients would become violent whenever he ate MSG. And when they scanned him on MSG, his brain changed into a pattern more consistent with the aggressive patients. ADD, ADHD, and autistic children often do better when they're put on elimination diets that get rid of wheat, dairy, processed foods, food dyes, and additives. So here's a quick summary of the Amon Clinic's 9 rules of brain healthy eating. Rule number 1, you want to think high quality calories and not too many of them. Rule number two, you want to drink plenty of water and not your calories. Rule number three, eat high quality lean protein throughout the day. Dr. Bredesen, on a side note, he only recommends meat as a side dish. So you can get your protein from cruciferous vegetables, like I mentioned before. Broccoli, cauliflower are really good. But you only want to eat actual meat, the animal protein, 2 to 3 ounces a day. Use it as a side dish. Back to the list for the 9 rules for brain healthy eating by Dr. Amen. You want to eat smart carbohydrates, meaning low glycemic and high fiber. Rule number five, you want to focus your diet on healthy fats, like we just said. Rule number six, you want to eat from the rainbow, lots of colorful vegetables. Rule number seven, you want to cook with brain healthy herbs and spices to boost your brain. Rule number eight, you want to make sure your food is as clean as possible. And rule number nine, if you're having trouble with your mood, energy, memory, weight, blood sugar, blood pressure, or skin, make sure to eliminate any foods that might be causing trouble, especially wheat and any other gluten-containing grain or food, as well as dairy, soy, and corn. So now we're going to begin a list of 52 brain superfoods. I don't know how many we're going to get through before our episode is over here, but we'll see. Here's Dr. Amen's list of 52 best foods for your brain based on the above principles. Again, make sure these foods are organic when you can, and when appropriate, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, free-range, and grass-fed. So nuts and seeds, you want almonds, raw, for protein, healthy fats, and fiber. Brazil nuts are a great source of zinc, magnesium, thiamine, and high selenium content, which is really great for people that are having prostate issues. Healthy fat, and they also have fiber. Cacao, you want that raw. It's loaded with antioxidants, high in flavonoids, which are substances shown to increase blood flow. Also, cacao has magnesium, iron, chromium, zinc, copper, and fiber. It can help decrease cravings and balance blood sugar. Plus, it can make you happy by stimulating serotonin, endorphins, and phenethylamine, or PEA. But eat only a small amount of dark chocolate or it will turn into fat on your body. Dr. Amen makes two amazing dairy-free, sugar-free dark chocolate bars called Brain in Love and Brain on Joy. And you can learn about them at www.brainmdhealth.com. Number four, cashews. They're rich in phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, and antioxidants. Chia seeds are very high in plant-based omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, and antioxidants. And they, if you get them in a smoothie, they get kind of like a jelly consistency. They're very interesting. Coconut is high in fiber, manganese, and iron. Low in natural sugars, high in medium-chain triglycerides, which is excellent for brain function. Number seven, hemp seeds are high in protein, contain all essential amino acids and fatty acids. They're high in omega-3s and healthy omega-6s. They also include 6-GLA, which has anti-inflammatory properties, also high in fiber and vitamin E. Sesame seeds are high in fiber and help to stabilize blood sugar and lower cholesterol, good source of calcium, phosphorus, and zinc. Walnuts, of all nuts, contain the most omega-3 fatty acids to help lower bad cholesterol and may reduce inflammation. They're a great source of antioxidants, vitamin E, selenium, and magnesium. And an interesting thing about walnuts, if you've ever looked at a walnut, it kind of looks like a brain. And so we have a poster in the office. It's very interesting because it has things. It has a walnut similar to brain, good for brain function. It has a carrot, a cross-section of a carrot. It looks kind of like an eye. The beta carotene in carrots are good for vision and a variety of other similarities based on the food and what organ it actually helps. So, very interesting information. We will begin next time on legumes. And this has been the Brain Builders Podcast. I am still your host, Dr. John DeWitt. And I'm happy that you're enjoying, or I hope you're enjoying, the podcast. Anything I can do to make it more interesting, more entertaining. If you have any specific questions, feel free to let me know. We are also still accepting people on the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass. There's a link in the podcast description, as well as you can go to bit.ly/waitlistbb. Have a phenomenal day.